Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky Zahn, 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented as always by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician. Visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. Our team includes Johnny Cakes Auville, Jason Bishop, Eric Bickle. I'm John Paul Flame. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, our pal Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. What's up, Neil?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing all right. So you wrote a column about something that we've been kicking around for a while. We've been looking at, you know, the schedules in the NFCs. What did you find when you looked at the NFC East picture?
I found that the injury to Daniel Jones for the Giants really did open up a door for the Washington football team to win the division. And, you know, I looked at, like you said, the schedules, ran some simulations of the season and tried to figure out, you know, where these teams will end up. And, you know, from my perspective, the Washington football team is has about a 43% chance to win the division. And then the Eagles and the Giants are right behind them. And, you know, you look at the schedules, the Giants have a very difficult schedule, perhaps only one winnable game left. That's the finale against Dallas. They got to play the Seahawks, Cardinals, Browns, and Ravens. So I do think that coupled with the injury, that what I perceive to be a downgrade to Colt McCoy, former Washington backup here, I really do think that Washington, at the very least, should be considered the front runner to win the NFC East this year and make the playoffs.
So, Neil, do you have two sets of Giants numbers, one with Daniel Jones under center and one with Colt McCoy, and what do those look like?
I do, and it's a pretty big difference. I mean, I had the Giants with Daniel Jones as a slight favorite going in to be, they would have about a 40% chance to win the division. Washington would be right behind there at around 30. So I do think that it's significant in that we're at the end of the season. You know, these teams are all bunched up, and I do think one win is going to make the difference. And I think the Giants, you know, they were playing the most consistent football. They won three straight. They were looking pretty good, I mean, considering, you know, how they started and where they're at. But, yeah, I think that that was a significant development that really did change the outlook of the division.
Is that because Colt is so bad or because you see some real positive things from Jones?
A little bit of both. I mean, you know, Colt McCoy, we saw what he did here. He's, you know, he's a backup. He's nothing more. You know, Daniel Jones was playing well. I know the numbers look similar in terms of passer rating, but, you know, you look at how Pro Football Focus grades every play. They subjectively look at it and they say, okay, you know, was this a good play by the quarterback? And, you know, from that perspective, Daniel Jones was the 13th best quarterback of 2020. They had him ranked relatively high as an above average quarterback in the NFL, which, you know, we've talked about is extremely valuable in this league. So, you know, I know the results might not have been there, but I think that Daniel Jones is a much better quarterback than Colt McCoy, and I think that, you know, it's a significant downgrade for the team.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Alex Smith, and you all think that Alex has been, you know, decent. Pro Football Focus got him ranked 29th.
Yeah, yeah.
29th.
that's Carson Wentz territory.
Yeah, it's one above Carson Wentz.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I like using Pro Football Focus, and I love that you guys have them on the show because they don't look at the results. They look at, you know, was this an on target throw? Was this a you know, a good play by the quarterback? They don't necessarily care if the pass was caught or what have you. So yeah, from that aspect, I think that it tells us a lot. And you know, Alex Smith, great story. You know, fantastic turnaround, fantastic comeback. But you know, he's not able to get it done as of yet. So I think, but I do think that the team is better. Washington Football Team, they have a lot of playmakers. The defense has played pretty well this year. I think, you know, they have two winnable games on their roster, the last two of the season, right? Carolina Panthers and then going on the road to Philadelphia. But I think, you know, luckily for I guess, everybody, that this week coming up is probably going to be four L's, right? I mean, there's a lot of tough games this week. But I do think, yeah, it's going to come down to the end of the season.
Yeah, I mean, the division could go 0-4, and I think they probably, yes, will.
Yeah, I do too.
We talked about this yesterday a little bit. I think it just kind of hinges on Jones's health, because,
right,
I don't think Jones would have beaten Seattle even if he was 100% healthy. So that's a loss there. But he can beat the Cardinals at home. The Cardinals have lost their last two road games. They're a different team when they go on the road, even though there's no fans. He could beat the Browns. So I think it comes down. And the Panthers aren't going to be a shoe-in in Week 16, in my opinion, especially if McCaffrey's going to be healthy for that game, because they've got weapons. So that's going to be a tough out for Washington. So I just think it comes down to the health of Jones. If he misses multiple games, okay, Washington's the favorite. If he only misses one game, I still give it to the Giants because of the tiebreaker.
Yeah, and you know what? I might too. I mean, we're looking at it at this point in time with Daniel Jones being uncertain. And quite frankly, I mean, you probably were going to lose the Seattle game anyway. So if, you know, no matter who was at quarterback, they're probably going to lose to the Ravens anyway, no matter who's at quarterback, the Giants will. And I echo your sentiments, and I'll also say that it probably also comes down to just the division games, right? I mean, it's really, those are really the winnable games on the roster, on the schedule for most of these teams. And it probably only take one win more than the team behind you to make the division, to win the division.
And COVID. We don't know anything about COVID.
That's true. You're right. That's right. That's the biggest wild card of them all.
Yeah.
Talking to Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. So let's just say Washington gets into the playoffs with six wins, or maybe even five wins. In a typical year, they would have the 10th pick in the draft. I don't know, 12th pick in the draft. What will it mean to them if they sneak into the playoffs and then get bounced out promptly? Where would they be picking?
Well, no better than 19th, because the non-playoff teams get the first 18 slots. So like you said, it really is, this is what I've been saying all along. I get going for the division. I get, you know, getting the playoff game. But you're going to be hosting a playoff game with no fans. You're going to be pretty much fodder for the number five seed, which right now looks to be the Los Angeles Rams. And the difference in draft pick is huge, especially for a team like Washington, who looks like they need another quarterback. And I get you can find quarterbacks in other rounds, but your best chance of getting a quote-unquote franchise quarterback has always been in the early first round. And it becomes the difference between picking, like you said, probably fourth, seventh, or ninth, or, you know, definitely in the top 10, perhaps even the top five, versus 19th. And then if you win a division, the game, obviously you're going to get lower than that. But
bottom,
you know,
line is, a team like the Ravens, let's say, they could,
right,
finish 10-6,
yeah,
miss the playoffs,
right,
because the AFC, it's really tough.
Right.
Right now they're on the outside looking in at 6-4. So let's say the Ravens go 10-6, miss the playoffs. They would actually have a better draft pick than Washington, who goes,
right,
6-10.
18, right. They'll probably pick 18th, and Washington will be 19th.
Wow.
And again, that's what I was, you know, that's what I've been saying. You know, ever since Ron Rivera came out and said, you know, we're going for the division, you know, it just seemed like a fool's errand, because there's no win there, right? I mean, I get that you playoffs, and as a coach and a player, of course you want to make the playoffs. Of course you want to win your division. But if you're a general manager or an owner or anybody with a big picture, you know, you have to look at this and say, all right, well, what does that really get us? Like, We're not Super Bowl contenders. We're not even playoff contenders. We're the best of the worst division, and we have, at the very least, we have question marks at quarterback going forward. Maybe you think Alex Smith's the guy. Sure, for 1 year, maybe he is. But then, you know, you don't know what's going to happen next year. You don't know if you're going to be 6-10, 7-9, and be in the middle of the pack again. So I just felt like, you know, not to say the team should tank, but, you know, at least take a look at the young guys that you have on your roster. Make sure that Haskin isn't the guy. You know, coach him up, work with him. He's got Terry McLaurin. He's got a bunch of other weapons he can use. You know, see what, you know, make sure, because, you know, it's a 2-3 year process to get a franchise quarterback, because you got to draft him, develop him, and then make sure he's the guy. So I just had a lot of questions around that decision.
By the way, the other divisions, you write about this in the Washington Post, the other divisions, particularly in NFC, I mean, Green Bay is minus 10,000 right now on the money line to win the division.
Yeah, that means you have to put up 10 G's to win $100.
Yeah.
It sounds like a drab T-shirt bet if I've ever heard
it. You know what? It's probably
I mean,
worth
it's probably
it.
Guaranteed money, but yeah. Still, I mean, it just tells you, like, how out of contention that division is.
Yeah, that is true.
And the Saints are close to that, right?
Yeah, the Saints, Green Bay, Pittsburgh, obviously, and the Chiefs. You know, they're all division winners. The only other division that's really in question is probably the NFC West. And maybe the AFC South, but even that depends on, you know, how much you believe in Tennessee or how much you believe in Indianapolis. I think most feel like the AFC East, the Buffalo's to lose, you know, but the NFC East really has a lot of drama because, you know, there's so many storylines from, you know, how many wins is it going to take, you know, what is it going to look like, who's going to win it, you know, I mean, there's just so much that can happen. We can be having a whole different conversation this time next week if one of these teams win the game that we're talking about that they all may lose.
Hey, Neil, we mentioned this earlier, and I don't know if you'll agree with it or not. Do you believe Alex Smith is the overwhelming favorite for Comeback Player of the Year? Because, you know, there are a couple other candidates, including guys like J.J. Watt and Cam Newton.
And Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, I think Newton's star has fallen a little bit. You know, he just... I think it is, yes, overwhelmingly. I don't know if I put a minus 10,000 on the money line, but I do think that, you know, with how bad the injury was, how it almost cost him his life, I mean, I don't even remember how many surgeries he needed, and then to be able to not only step back on the field, but for the coaching staff to be, you know what, he's our best chance to win the division, he may even be our guy for the next couple of years, I think, without a doubt, he's going to be the Comeback Player of the Year.
Neil, let's pivot before we let you go to the Capitals, and I'm not talking about on the ice Washington Capitals. I need to know where Neil...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Greenberg stands on the Adidas retro reverse jerseys the Washington Capitals have unveiled lately. They're very controversial. Where
yeah.
do you stand?
So I like the idea. Like, I like the schematic of it. I think the logo and the C on the jersey is huge.
It's big.
It's I mean, it's really big, and I would have preferred blue. I think, you know, going back to the blue, I understand the whole rock the red area, and that would kind of conflict with that. But I would say I like the design. I do not like the size of the logo and the C. I mean, you can see that stuff from space, which I think is a little bit too gaudy for my
Where can I see an image of this, Cakes?
It's all over the place.
How did I miss this?
Someone can someone point EB to Google?
All right, so I put Caps, Adidas, retro jerseys. Is that what I put in there?
Retro reverse jerseys.
Retro
They're
reverse.
All over the place. They're all burning right. down the internet.
When did
EB really ask how to find something in the year 2020?
Well, I don't want to know what I'm asking for.
EB, you know I love you. Like, you know that I love you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm...
Why?
I'm a little disappointed. EB is my guy.
Yeah, see? I don't know. So you're talking about the C, what, in the corner, like for the captain?
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, that's big. Okay.
And the logo, the screaming eagle, looks like it's going to come and attack you. It's like pick up a small child.
It's very aggressive. That's the way
yeah,
they want it.
Yeah, it's big.
Here's what I'll say. They're ugly.
Whoa. Yeah.
The whole thing, Cakes.
Whoa.
How often are they going to wear it?
Whoa.
Select dates.
Select dates?
Yeah. That's what I've read.
Not a fan. I don't like the Capitals like down them. Below by the belt line.
I don't like the gigantic C, but I like them.
You do like them?
But I generally
you like everything new.
I like almost all
he
new.
He likes such anything Caps related.
He's such a mark.
I'm he's never going to criticize the
big
Caps.
Big merchandise mark is what I am.
Yeah, he will buy anything.
You're very correct.
All right, Neil. Appreciate
all right, thank
as
you,
always.
Buddy.
All right, guys. Have a happy holiday if I don't talk to you. I miss you.
All right,
yeah,
Neil.
That's
thank
our pal,
you,
Neil Greenberg. He ran 1,000 simulations.
Cakes.
And he's got Washington as the favorite, winning over, I think it was 43 or 44% of those simulations.
When did they announce these? Like, how did I miss it? Like, recently?
I mean, they were.
Honestly, I'm just asking a question. You're not allowed to ask a question around here.
You missed it because you're binging and not using Google.
They were announced months ago, and there was like a teaser trailer for them, I want to say probably within the last few weeks, and they went on sale yesterday.
Okay.
They sold out all over the place.
Yeah, not on my radar. Sorry. It's not on my radar. Hey, and they're ugly.
Have they announced when camp starts for the NHL?
I've not heard that.
See, TBD. I can ask a question.
Yeah, you're allowed to ask one and they don't jump on you. If I ask one, everyone starts giggling and jumping on me.
Well, I knew they probably had no answer for that one.
I'll say this.
Because it hasn't been announced yet.
Yeah.
Right.
The Florida Panthers reverse retro jersey? Yeah. Now that looks silly. Have you seen
you're
that one, Cakes?
That one?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen most of them, yes.
That, here, I'm going to put it in the hang. See if you've seen this one, Cakes. That looks silly. Let me put enter. Do you see that right there?
I'm looking.
That.
It's okay. It's
that pummels the Caps one.
I mean, I'm never gonna like the Florida
You don't like
Panthers.
That?
I mean, it's all right.
It looks like a hockey jersey.
Yeah, it looks so much better. The Caps one is lame. I love the Caps, but I mean, I don't know who designed. I guess Adidas designed that, huh?
I guess it's an Adidas jersey.
Yep, that's
yes.
the supplier.
Right.
All right, coming up next, we're going to shift gears. EB, who is the self-proclaimed gossip king now.
Yes.
Will open up the entertainment page. He'll fill us in on 2020's number one artist on Spotify next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Michael Holley. He's got a new book out, The Big Three. I've had him on many times before. Big Three about the Celtics when they put Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, and Ray Allen together and won a championship, which I believe was the Celtics' first championship.
Did those guys get along? Or was there like an issue after when he left?
I think afterwards they really
were some issues with Ray Allen.
Yeah.
Especially because he left to join forces with LeBron.
Right.
And then, of course, he helped them win two titles in Miami.
Right.
So how many did Allen win then, a total?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Love. Just those.
I'm going to guess he's got three.
Those three?
Yeah. Well, I'll check. But.
Nah, it's fine. It's good enough. It's a close enough guess.
Yeah, you don't really care that much about Ray Allen.
Nah, I mean, still, it's impressive
to get Ray three. Allen, two.
Only two.
08 and 13.
I only won one with the Heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, you want me to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment cakes?
I hope you can entertain us.
It is sponsored, EB.
Is it?
Go ahead. You know, by our friends at Wave Soda.
I love Wave.
Wave Soda supports the entertainment page and the whole show, but they sponsor the entertainment page.
And I've got the app, and, you know, getting to be about that time where I might have to make another order.
Probably smart.
Yeah. Well, people should know that Wave Soda, it's awesome, super simple, just bubbly water, splash of real juice, little caffeine. It's unsweetened. So that means no stevia, artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish, only 2 to 6 grams of sugar, and 15 to 25 calories per can. Use the code JUNKIES. You get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
All right, boys. So this was kind of shocking to me because so the year's most played artist on Spotify. In previous years, I'm pretty sure like Post Malone was number one or number two. He was right up there. Some of the other names in the top five, you have, let me see, The Weeknd, Post Malone. Now these are for albums. Harry Styles.
Right.
How do you say her name? Dua Lipa?
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Hottie.
But do you know who's number one for the most streams globally?
I do.
With,
I know who's number one.
With, are you ready for this? 8.3 billion streams.
That's a lot.
I mean,
do I like this artist, Kate?
Drake?
No, you do not. I'm going to guess no.
I think Drake has won this several times.
Yeah.
No idea.
I've heard of the artist, and I'm sure I've heard the songs.
Yeah.
But I don't know them off the top of my head.
Listen, you don't like Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny is the most streamed artist in the world.
And slapped me in the face.
I wouldn't know him either.
And then sat on my face. I wouldn't know Bad Bunny.
You remember him from the Super Bowl last year?
Nope.
I know
no recollection. Heard of him.
I think he...
Do you actually think he, I watched the Super Bowl live last year?
Well, but if you caught the halftime show with J-Lo and Shakira...
No, a DVR
Bad
through
Bunny jumped on stage. He's a Puerto Rican rapper.
Fast forward.
So you just know because he's a Puerto Rican guy and you have a little affinity for him.
I do have a little affinity for him. I don't necessarily listen to his music, but I just remember him being on stage.
He's doing Corona ads. Corona commercials with Snoop.
Okay, that's Bad Bunny.
All right, can you play one or two of his songs? Have I ever heard?
Yeah, this is Kayita.
What is it?
Kayita.
Kayita?
C-A-L-L-A-I.
And this is one of his big sillies?
This has over 600 million views on YouTube right now.
It's terrible.
Hold on.
It sounds like something my daughter would listen to, or my son.
Oh, my daughter listens to this, guaranteed. Yeah.
My daughter gets so psyched for Juice WRLD.
By the way, proof that my Spotify account was hacked. You know they do the end of the year wrap up. Hey, your top genres of the year were blank.
Yeah.
My top genre, Money Metal Cakes,
Latin,
followed by pop punk at 2. That makes sense. Pop at 3. I don't know if that really makes sense. And number 4, Trap Argentino. Whatever that is.
So what does that mean?
Somebody has infiltrated my Spotify and it's using my account. That's the only answer that I have.
Or could it be your daughter listens to some of that stuff?
No chance.
Impossible. Does she have the same exact music taste as you? It's very similar. You've groomed her well.
That's why she's similar. The favorite.
Yeah. We deemed her the favorite a long time.
Similar.
Hey, Valdez, I was all over that, wasn't I?
It's stunning.
Unless she sees flops.
When she starts seeing flops, then it's
Cakes. The other two will have no chance.
She knows how to play a little bit.
Are they getting nothing, the other two, in their inheritance when you donk off? Is it all going to Juliet?
This is all a crazy theory.
Yeah.
She's into flops and cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Oh, if she were into Bitcoin, I would love that so much.
Well, who watches Caps games with you?
Juliet.
Generally Juliet, yeah.
Is she a poker player?
Concerts with him.
Will she be a poker player?
I'm sure he's taught her.
She knows how to play.
Has she had her girlfriends over to play poker?
No.
She hasn't done that?
No, that has not happened, no.
Or has she had the boys over to play poker?
Oh. She's not done that either.
Strip poker.
Thankfully, that has not happened.
Well, hopefully she doesn't get into sit and goes.
Hey, can you play one more Bad Bunny? Because maybe it's just a blind spot. Maybe it's just a blind spot.
All right, let me find
he's done a lot of collaborations.
That's fine. So maybe I've heard of one of them. That does sound like the kind of music that my kids listen to.
It actually doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah, it's not horrific.
Pickle, do you know how hot Dua Lipa is?
No, I don't even. I've just heard of her. I don't know who she is.
It's just money.
Dua Lipa.
And
is
her
she
songs
young?
Her songs are better because she's so hot.
I heard somebody said something about a local Redskins wife, about how hot she is.
Yeah, there's rumors out there.
Yeah. Can we talk about that for a little bit? But just be very vague.
No, we can't.
Are you sure? Can't you be just so vague?
I mean, you're being vague right now.
Yeah. Somebody said
nobody knows who you're
talking about.
Well, it's
not a stunning revelation that an NFL quarterback has a very attractive wife.
Yeah, but the quote was a show. The quote was the hottest person that they've ever seen in person.
That's true.
Well, yeah. Good. I mean, that's quite a statement.
You definitely narrowed it down now.
You know who I told you the most attractive, the most stunning? There are two. There's two most attractive people I've ever seen in person.
Alex Smith is one. We met him in Miami back in the day.
No, I'm not talking about dudes.
I know.
All right, girls. The two most attractive women I've ever been in person with.
Tom Wilson.
Oh, I know one.
Well, Tom Wilson is another one.
One's Beyonce.
Beyonce. Jason and I stood next to Beyonce when Jay-Z was performing.
I would agree with that.
She was about two inches from my face, and that woman is stunning. All right, and number two? Janine, the old porn star.
Yeah,
when we had her in her peak. That girl was beautiful, and then she went. Then she got all the tattoos, and then she got into all the meth and everything. And fell
I'm going to give you a third.
Your girl was hotter. She was hotter. That's back when we used to have a lot of them, and she was hotter than Nina Hartley.
Hartley looked like you ran over with a truck,
and that was 20 years ago.
I understand.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I'm going to give you a third.
Go ahead.
In my opinion.
The third most. So you're with me on those two.
Well, those definitely Beyonce.
You don't know. I just remember Janine just being striking. I was just blown away. Because
maybe a third, and we met her in Dallas, and I told her she was.
Oh, you got size.
I know who you're talking about.
I told
about.
Her she was one of the most beautiful.
Maria Menounos.
Or Maria Menounos.
You just had a thing for her.
Well, I thought it was Melora Hardin.
Or is no, that, he was just. He said she was flirting with him.
Oh.
No, it wasn't her. That was it. Was the other girl? Who was the girl who played? Her name is Jen. What's her name?
Jen Fisher.
Jen Fisher.
Pam.
Pam was flirting with me. She was flirting with me.
Okay, from across in the cabana poolside.
Was there a pool there? Yeah, I guess there was.
I think there was. Yeah.
I caught her looking at the pop a few times.
Jen Fisher, hold on. Now, she was from The Office?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who she is.
She plays Pam. She's a pretty big character.
Oh, so you think she was eye-banging you, that one?
100%.
But then
was.
I remember you were flirting with Melora Hardin.
I was flirting with Melora Hardin and her co-star, the
Creed.
Old dude.
He got very bitter.
Creed got bitter.
He got bitter at me.
Has Melora Hardin done anything since that? Like, is she super famous?
I'm sure she's done some Netflix
stuff. I don't know if
she's
super famous, but she has a pretty big role in The Office, too, as Jan.
That's when we did one of the few red carpets, and every photographer put their cameras down like they were protesting.
Well, as they should have.
Yeah.
We Drabby. Didn't deserve that sort
we were, of treatment. We were at an NBC for they were debuting all their shows, so we were interviewing, like, Christian Slater. I can't remember what terrible show he had.
I think it was My Own Worst Enemy was the name of his show.
Yeah, and then, and remember, when he's so short. When we took a picture with him, he stood on the couch. Do you remember that? He stood on the couch.
Yes, he did. He did.
Yeah. And then we interviewed the guy, Michael Malley, who was awesome. Remember how cool Michael Malley
Yeah.
What does Michael Malley do now? Does
the Rick?
The Rick. Is he just done? Is his career over?
He did a couple of sitcoms.
Huh?
He did a couple of sitcoms.
He was butt nice.
He was
really liked him. And then we did a sit-down thing with The Office donks, and that's when Jason was flirting with Melora Hardin. But we walked the red carpet. They said, here, we want you to walk the red carpet. And literally not one photographer took our picture.
This is also the same trip where we stayed at the Roosevelt Hotel, and Jason's room like the sliding door went out to the pool deck.
Yeah.
And was right near the bar. But Jason, in his old squeaker ways, brought in like...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.